USA News, I'm Lance Pry.
The flights, man, they were delayed. I was supposed to leave at 8:45 from O'Hare, and it was like 12:15, then it was like 1:15. It was ridiculous. I got some, you know, some airport beers, so it wasn't too bad.
A man found a way to calm himself at the Denver airport on Wednesday after the failure of a federal pilot alert system temporarily stranded travelers across the country. This is the second major transportation failure in recent weeks affecting airline travel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
These kinds of disruptions should not happen, and my primary interest, now that we've gotten through the immediate disruptions of the morning, is understanding exactly how this was possible and exactly what steps are needed to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
The United States and its allies are preparing their next rounds of sanctions on Russia's oil industry. In meetings across Europe this week, Treasury officials are discussing the details of the coming sanctions on Russia oil products, which are set to go into effect February 5th. The death toll from California storm systems rose to 18 Wednesday as the state's National Guard joined the search for a missing 5-year-old boy who was swept away in floodwaters. Football player DeMar is out of the hospital and at home. Tyler Kuhl reports.
Hamlin was admitted to the Buffalo General Medical Center on Monday after leaving the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. The Bills safety suffered cardiac arrest in a game against the Bengals on Monday Night Football last week. Doctors said Hamlin can be safely discharged to continue his rehabilitation at home and with the Bills. Teams around the league honored Hamlin this past weekend with moments of celebration and his number 3 being colored in the Bills' red at the 30-yard line on the fields. I'm Tyler Kuhl.
Sandwich chain Subway has retained advisors for a potential sale of the company. The process, which is in its early stages right now, is expected to attract potential corporate buyers and private equity firms willing to spend roughly $10 billion. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
President Biden's top secret document revelations has more questions than answers after more top secret documents were discovered at a second location reported on Wednesday. The rock and roll world is mourning this morning. John Schaefer explains.
Beck rose to prominence in the 1960s in the group The Yardbirds, which also brought us Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page. But Beck didn't seem too thrilled to be reunited with his old group when they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993.
Yeah, I have done other music after The Yardbirds, but anyway, somebody told me I should be proud tonight, but I'm not. Because they keep me out.
He is regarded as one of the most innovative guitarists of his generation. His family said he had recently contracted bacterial meningitis and passed away peacefully Tuesday. I'm John Schaefer.
The United States inflation report for December is being released in a few hours and could provide a welcoming sign or where inflation is at. Or it could be that inflation remains persistent enough to require painful action by the Federal Reserve. Most economists foresee the more optimistic scenario. They think December marked another month in which inflation isn't comfortably high, but could be showing signs of relief. According to a survey by the data provider FactSet, analysts have predicted that consumer prices rose 6.5% in December compared with a year earlier. That would be down from the 7.1% in November. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.